At the proper time, God raised up his servant, Jesus, Yeshua, to turn the people from their wickedness. As Moses said, the Lord your God will raise up for you from your own people a prophet like me. You must listen to whatever he tells you, and it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people. He is God's chosen one, the Son to whom God commands us to listen. He came to open our eyes, so that we may turn from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that we may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in him. And he commanded his witnesses to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. Jesus did nothing on his own authority, but did those things as the Father taught him, saying, I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Being the man whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, he committed no blasphemy to say that he was one with the Father, for he did not speak on his own initiative, but spoke and did exactly as the Father commanded him. And he has accomplished the work that the Father gave him to do. Likewise, we are to be one with God, perfected in unity, even as Christ was one with the Father and not of this world. Jesus is the man attested by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him. For God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, and he went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. He was put to death, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, having been delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. He is now exalted at God's right hand. Wherefore, the Father has made him both Lord and Christ. Heaven has received him until the period of restoration of all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from ancient time. This is eternal life, that we may know the only true God and Christ Jesus whom he has sent. The Son of Man was lifted up, that whosoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. He is the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we might be saved. On the Son of Man, God has set his seal. To him, all the prophets testify that everyone who believes in him receives the forgiveness of sins. God, our Savior, desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. In that, a mediator involves more than one party, and whereas God is one. Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by him who said to him, You are my son, today I have begotten you. For every high priest chosen from among men is appointed to act on behalf of men in relation to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, has freed us from our sins by his own blood. As the Father lives, Jesus lives because of the Father, so that he who comes to him will live and be raised up on the last day. The hour is coming when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. As God gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself, to bring with him those who have fallen asleep. The Father has given his Son authority over all flesh to give eternal life, and he has been given authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of Man. The first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Sin entered into the world through one man, and death through sin. So death spread to all, even over those who had not sinned in the likeness of the offense of Adam, who was a similitude of him who was to come. As through one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, even so through the obedience of the one the many will be made righteous. Since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. At the appointed time the dead in Christ will be raised imperishable. Mortals will put on immortality. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. The heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed by the word of God. From the foundation of the world, reason was with the Father, and all things were made through it. In the fullness of time, through God's word, life was made manifest, and this life was the light of man. According to the eternal purpose that God has realized in Christ Jesus, our Lord, we proclaim the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things to himself. By the divine word, the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. The Lord is patient to fulfill his promise, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. He who is called faithful and true in righteousness will judge and make war. The name by which he is called is the Word of God, and the armies of heaven will follow him. From his mouth will come a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. He must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet, including death itself. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power. Finally, when all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all. The day of the Lord will come, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved. But, according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Jesus is the firstborn over all creation. It is the Father's good pleasure to reconcile all things to himself through him. Now through Christ Jesus we exist, for God has put all things in subjection under his feet. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. He died, and behold, he is alive forevermore, and has the keys of death and Hades. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered. To him who has made us a kingdom, priest to his God and Father, be glory and dominion forever. There is one God, the Father, from whom are all things, and for whom we exist. And there is one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom we exist. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. To be saved from this condemned age and receive the promise of the Holy Spirit, we must repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins. He is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Through him we have adoption as sons and an inheritance in the coming kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. Wherefore we preach, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel.